the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the word.
Good afternoon. This is a 1010 Wins News Flash for Wednesday, May the 16th, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening today. Governor Cuomo has declared a state of emergency in four upstate counties following yesterday's wild and crazy storms. More than 100,000 people still waiting for their power to come back on today. And in New Jersey, an actual tsunami. Yeah, a small one, albeit, which caused fluctuating water levels up and down the Jersey Shore. In Borough Park, Brooklyn, police looking for a suspect now who has twice tried to kidnap 10-year-old boys, this after offering them ice cream. The first incident happened May 7th, the second 2 days later. You can see a picture of the suspect on our website at 1010wins.com. Public advocate Letitia James looking to move to Albany. She's announced her intention, that is, to run for the state attorney general's office this fall. New Jersey Transit still isn't close to meeting the December 31st deadline to install positive train control system-wide. The rail line says only 35 of its 440 locomotives have PTS, and only 37 of its 124 radio towers are fully equipped. We'll have to see. That's what President Trump says now about North Korean threats to cancel his upcoming sit-down with Kim Jong-un. But he did seem to indicate that he will insist on complete denuclearization from North Korea, an insistence that could reportedly scuttle that particular meeting. Okay, so listen to this.
Laurel.
Is it Yanni or Laurel? The newsroom is split. The world is split. I'm Team Yanni. How about you? I'm hearing Milton, actually. 1010 Wins AccuWeather. More rain tonight. Same story tomorrow and Friday and Saturday. And, well, you get the picture. Temperatures in the low to mid-60s most of the time. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.